Our next item is subdivision 2005-58, Windmill Estates LLC, as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2005-58 for Windmill Estates LLC. Based upon the record and for the following reason, development is designed in accordance with the cluster development ordinance. Proposed cluster design is superior to a standard subdivision with 106 acres of open space. Also, the items listed in section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance have been favorably addressed, and a standard subdivision could conceivably result in 321 lots with little or no open space. The applicant has only proposed 214 lots by preserving a significant amount of open space. For these reasons, development is superior to a standard subdivision. The project will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. There will not be any adverse impact upon traffic in the area of this development. The lots will be served by central sewer and water. The site's design has a minimal impact on wetlands, and no wetlands are included within any lots, and there will be buffers from the wetland areas. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision ordinance. Amenities will be provided, including ball fields, picnic areas, and walking trails. This approval is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 214 lots with the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowner association to be responsible for the maintenance of open space, streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. Best management practices shall be used in the maintenance of this system. All entrances and road improvements shall comply with DLDOT's requirements. Walking paths shall be installed as shown on the preliminary site plan, and now shall be sidewalks on at least one side of the streets within the subdivision. The applicant shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested area shall be shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included within any lot lines. The restrictive covenants governing the project must be amended to include the agriculture use protection notice. There must also include a notice that hunting activities occur on neighboring and adjacent properties. There shall be no vehicular access to Brittingham Road. There shall not be any lots on the northern side of Whitesville Road, and the final site plan and restrictive covenant shall include against any further subdivision of the property. Street naming shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments, and the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-58 Windmill Estates LLC as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.